Episode 82, 7 Steps to Successful Family Meal Planning.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? Yes, it's a new week, and it is time to jump in and just totally feel inspired. And I thought, what better way than to talk about food? Yes, but before we talk about food, I just want to say hello and thank you all for taking your time. I truly mean it from the bottom of my heart. I am so excited when you tune in. So thank you very much. And remember to reach out to our facebook.com/groups/CreateYourNow podcast. It is actually a private group. You can find the group, but you can't join without requesting. I actually approve it. And so that is for our ladies only. Okay, there. So come on over, because I would love to meet you and get to know you further and serve you more. Okay? All right. Now, with that being said, let's jump in. I love food. Food is great. So why not start the week off talking about food? Yes. So we're going to start off with a quote from Dorothy Day. She says, "Food for the body is not enough. There must be food for the soul." And I thought, oh, that's just perfect, because sometimes we think about food, and when we think about it, what comes to mind? Like holidays, right? And you can remember your grandmother's specific, maybe pie or cookies that she made, or homemade candy. I mean, my memories go way back. I can remember walking in, and my grandma, at Christmas time would do turkey, and then my great grandmother was really big on spiced apple cinnamons. I mean, wait, let's say that again. Cinnamon spiced apples. There, that's better. Either way, they were scrumptious. I mean, it was literally like eating candy, and they tasted so good. And her deviled eggs were like out of this world scrumptious. I mean, seriously. So you have those memories of food, and a lot of the times they're positive ones, right? Now, sometimes we associate food also with what? Oh, emotions. And they're the negative emotions, where maybe you broke up with an old boyfriend, or maybe you went through a tough time and there was a relationship struggle, or maybe there's just stress in your job and what you're doing at home, finances. I mean, here, in the U.S., we have got tax season around the corner. And so that causes stress. So no matter how you look at it, food sometimes is something that we go to for the emotion side of things. However you look at it, food is a necessity of life. We need it. However, our perspective of it somewhat needs to change, and we need to look at it as fuel. Now, I'm not going to get on my whole high horse on the nutrition side of things, going, you got to eat this and this and this. What I want to really focus on today is 7 steps to really, creating a successful family meal time, because I think we as moms especially, we are bombarded with stuff that we have to do. And we spend so many hours in the kitchen. Okay, on average, we are spending an hour a day in the kitchen. A day. Now, that's not counting really your extended weekend times. So by the time you add up, you're in the kitchen on average about 12 to 14 hours within your week. Crazy. And if you really like to cook different meals and you do a lot of things more from scratch and things like that, it can be almost equal to a total of 1 day. Now, that in itself can be stressful. So I thought, what better way to start our week off than talking about food, because we all have to eat. It's very important. But ways we can make it very simple. Remember, all about the kiss, okay? So that's what we're going to do today. And keep in mind that you can always expand on this, because like Dorothy Day said, that food for the body is not enough. There must be food for the soul. So you can think about how the types of food that you eat and how they can actually fuel your soul, how they can give you what you need. That takes it even further. But right now, again, we're going to keep it simple, because we're talking about the 7 steps, okay? So we're going to run through those right now, because no better time like right now, the present, right? Be present. We got to do this, okay? So First of all, let's not make this challenging. We're going to make it simple. All right. Number one. Okay. This is your first step. First step is, what does everyone like? You're like, well, I don't know. Exactly. I came upon a list from my kids that I worked with them on it, and especially my little ones. And I said, I want you to make a list as to what you like to eat. And they wrote it down. Even my youngest one did. And it was so cute to look at his writing on there, you know. And I can remember when we did the exercise, he asked me how to spell things. Have your children do it themselves. If they're not writing words, let them draw. If they can't draw, give them magazines to cut out pictures, okay? If they're too young, then you can get a very inexpensive coloring book for, I mean, just maybe a couple dollars, and they can sit there and just point things out if you don't have things laying around the house. Make it fun for them, okay? It's really important. Or if you take the younger one shopping with you and they, you know, they can express themselves, then you can take notes as you do that. But you want to have every member of your family make his or her own list, and that includes the one you love the most, your spouse or your partner, your significant other. They need to make their list too. Don't make the assumption that you know what they like, because you become the limiting factor. You want them to tell you. So what does everyone like? Have them make a list of what they enjoy to eat, okay? And make it a game. Make it fun, okay? Have them come up with anything, like, for example, your children. You can say, okay, so when you go to grandma's, what do you like to eat at grandma's? When you go to your friend's house, you know, what do you eat down there at Joe's house? What do they feed you? Because it's amazing what they'll tell you, all right? Because they're going to be thinking, well, I like cereal and peanut butter and spaghetti and pizza. That's all I like, Mom. Oh, wait, don't forget the noodles. Okay, so don't you make the assumption, but expand their horizon as to where they can think about, like, where they eat at school. You know, if they go off to summer camp, especially your older ones, when they go away, what did you eat on the trip? See, they try new things. They're with friends. And you're like, oh, why didn't you tell me that? You know, they don't reveal those things. So make it a game. Give them some ideas of where to pull from and have them exhaust their list. Have them write it. Say, oh, wait, but did you think about? Oh, wait, did you think about? This may take a couple days, but have them make this list. That's number one. Number two, you're going to gather these lists together and you're going to find the similarities throughout the list. Okay. That's what you want to do. Okay. So you're going to say, oh, well, you know, Jim Bob over here likes apples, and so does Sarah, and so does John. Okay, that's great. So those are all alike. So however you want to come up with it. Me, I usually would highlight ones. I would have, like, highlighted colors for everything that they all enjoyed. From there, number three, you are going to make your own list. Okay, so number one, you've got to make your own list at the very beginning. Okay, when I said write down what does everyone like, you're going to have your own list too. But now this is a brand new list, okay? So however many are in the family, for me it's seven, so not counting the puppy dog and the kitty cats, okay? But seven of us that actually have a say, I'm going to take those seven lists, okay? The number step two is what? Step two is I'm going to find the similarities within all those seven lists, okay? Step three is I'm going to make another list, and this is the master list, okay? This master list is going to give you what everybody likes, okay? The similarities here. Now, you can make those lists as such as protein/main dishes, okay? Or main entrees, because proteins usually are incorporated in your main dish, okay? So you can think of that. So you'll make a list of that, of everybody's that's kind of similar, okay? They may say, you know, you'll have to look, like if one says hamburger and one says meatloaf or sloppy joes or whatever, you may have to say, oh, hamburgers are a good thing. And you can write that down and go in parentheses, okay, sloppy joes maybe, or hamburgers or meatloaf, okay? So you'll have these lists, a vegetable list, list all your vegetables, okay? List all your starches and breads, okay? List your desserts. Don't forget your fruits, okay? So make all of these lists, okay? Come and have them. This is your master list, okay? From this master list then, guess what? Now you're going to go to step number four, is you are going to look at this list and you're going to start by pulling recipes that you already know how to make. simple, right? Because some of them, it's going to be like, oh, I haven't cooked that in like 3 years. You know, when the kids say, Mom, we haven't had this in like forever, maybe they really are telling you the truth, because we get stuck in a rut. We have the same old, same old, same old. I do it all the time, okay? But what's awesome is look at your list and then you can take and go, oh yeah, I forgot I made that recipe and they loved it. So you can go ahead and start making your list of the recipes that you know, okay? That's step number four. Step number five, okay, to expand your horizon and also your family's horizon on the food spectrum of scales, okay, you want to pick one new recipe a week to try. Now, caution here. Make sure it's going to be a recipe that is within their likability, okay, their palate. If someone doesn't like cream sauce, do not try to fix something brand new that's nothing but smothered in cream sauce, okay? You may need to have the sauce on the side or think of another way to cook it. So be aware of their likes. Remember, you had them make their list of what they like. So again, if they're not liking half of what is in the recipe, most likely it's not going to be a successful recipe for you. So just, again, keep that all in perspective, okay? So one new recipe a week, that allows you to broaden the horizon on the food, okay? Number six, you're going to make sure you're going to schedule your leftovers and one night out. Most of us, unfortunately, and somewhat not unfortunately, depends on how you look at it, eat out, okay? And that's fine. So however many times you eat out, you need to schedule that so you aren't making, you know, extra meals there. And leftovers, you're going to have leftovers. Maybe it's from two different meals, okay? But that's okay. Just know what they are and fit them in to your scheduling. So there's no reason to cook extra food, right? Because you can say, oh, this is leftover night, okay? I know Wednesday nights, a lot of you, that's church night, okay? Well, if Wednesday night is a big church night for you, then maybe that's a great night for leftovers. Why? Because you're running and going anyway. So it's great to know, oh, guess what? We're just going to have something from Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, and it's going to be leftover on Wednesday, okay? Or maybe Monday, Tuesday, leftovers on Wednesday. You have something Thursday. Maybe you eat out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is leftovers. However you want to do it. But it helps to plan that out because you can make just a little bit extra if you know in advance. After that, number seven is what? Rinse and repeat. You start all over again, but you start more on number three, where you have that list that you made of all of them and you just start right back up there. So you've shortened it because you already got what they liked at the very, very beginning. And now you have the master list. And from the master list, you can start to pick and choose. Therefore, you are spending less time in the kitchen. You're not sitting there when you're finding recipes. You know what to look for. So this is just kind of basically family meal planning 101, and it's just seven steps to success when it comes to family meal planning. You will be like, oh, this is so easy. But ask the ones that are going to eat it. Ask what they like, okay? Now, yes, you're going to want to experiment once in a while. The kids are going to like some bland things. For example, my kids like certain green beans, and Daddy likes other certain green beans, okay? So on the nights that I have green beans, I plan to fix. Now, me, I can eat any kind of green beans, so it doesn't matter to me. But I make sure I make enough for like a serving and a half for Daddy, if the kids don't like that particular green bean. And then I make sure I have enough servings to feed the kids of the other kind of green beans. Then between the two of them, then I eat whatever is left over between the two different ones. That allows me to serve both of them. They're happy. It's not a big deal. And I'm doing it all at the same time. Okay. So keep that in mind. Okay. If you're introducing a new food, do not cook as much as you normally would, because their palates, it's going to be brand new. So they may only take at most 3 to maybe 5 bites, okay? It's not even going to be a full serving. So if you're trying, let's say, asparagus on them for the first time, or cooked carrots, let's say, they may be like, oh no, mom, two bites. So there's no reason to fix like 4 cups worth of carrots if you only are going to have people that are going to eat literally maybe a spoonful. So keep that in mind. That'll save on your budget and it'll save on your time. Okay. Because anytime you introduce a new food, especially with children, it usually takes 5 to 7 times minimum for them to kind of get a liking to it. And it's usually then the 13th or 14th time or 15th time that they're like, oh, I kind of like this. This is new. So know that when you're introducing new things, it's going to take longer so you don't have to make as much. That will stretch your budget. Okay. I hope these very simplistic steps will help you have a successful family meal time and keep your time in the kitchen less so you can have more quality time with the ones you love. I hope you have a very blessed week. Make it an awesome week. I love you so much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Now go get some cooking done. We'll see you soon. Love you. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.